This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Urzazi welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day 13. اليوم إن شاء الله تعالى سوف نتكلم على موضوع رمضان والصبر. Today إن شاء الله we'll be talking about patience, Ramadan and patience, you and patience. In fact, it is in this blessed month of Ramadan. In fact, when you're fasting, you're practicing and you need to practice patience and train yourself in patience. فهناك أنواع من الصبر أو ثلاث أنواع من الصبر: صبر على الطاعة وصبر على المعصية وصبر على المقدور، أي على مقدر الله سبحانه وتعالى أو أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى. وأنت لما تكون صائم فتحتاج إلى صبر. So there are three kinds of patience, my brothers and sisters. There's patience in obedience of Allah, patience in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and patience in dealing with trials and calamities. صبر على الطاعة. أنت صائم تحتاج إلى الصبر، طاعة. أنت تصلي قائم الليل تحتاج إلى صبر. صلاة التراويح تحتاج إلى صبر. صبر هذا الصبر يسمى صبر في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى، وهو من أعظم أنواع الصبر، صبر على الطاعة. أنك مثلا تقرأ إلى القرآن أو تروح إلى المسجد، تذهب إلى المسجد، هذا كله يحتاج إلى صبر. الحج يحتاج إلى صبر. The sabr in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is in the month of Ramadan when you're fasting, you know, or qiyam al-layl or taraweeh requires lots of sabr. You know, some people they complain about, you know, praying 20 or 8 long rak'at, it requires sabr. The recitation of the Quran, you know, when you have to recite the Quran, well, you ought to, but you don't have to. But subhanAllah, this is something that is good in the month of Ramadan. It requires some sabr. When you wake up at night, you know, and in the early in the morning, and then you go to make wudu, to go to the masjid, this requires sabr. Hajj requires sabr. So sabr towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered to be the greatest type of sabr or patience. And then you have as-sabr ala al-ma'asiyah. أنت الآن صائم مثلا وترى شيء محرم وتغض بصرك، صبر على المعصية، معصية الله سبحانه وتعالى. هذا الشهر يعلمك الصبر. صبر patience in disobedience of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. You're fasting and then you see something حرام and then you lower your gaze. صبر. You know, you feel like you want to quit the masjid and quit, you know, go into the taraweeh or quit, and then and you go out and watch a game and or go to a party or go to this is you know, this requires sabr, sabr ala al-ma'asiyah. You know, sometimes, you know, there's some subhanAllah, and even within Hajj, sometimes, you know, somebody who those people who go for Hajj and whatnot, they know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, when there's a lot of zahma, a lot of people and whatnot, and then you feel like somebody's pushed you, and then you wanna punch him, and you don't wanna disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabr ala al-ma'asiyah. You are fasting, let's say, and then you're driving, and then somebody cut you over, and then you're really upset, and you wanna shout, and you wanna, but you show sabr. Sabr ala al-ma'asiyah. والصبر على قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والثمرات وبشري الصابرين ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشري الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says that he shall trial us. This is the third type of sabr. Allah will trial us with kinds of, you know, decrease in your wealth and loss of money or loss of a loved one. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. بَشِّر, give glad tidings to the صابرين. Those, if they were to be going through some sort of calamity, what do they say? إِنَّ لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. صبر على قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى. صبر about the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you go through some sort of calamity, you know, as a loss of a loved one, or the loss of a job, or the loss of some, or dealing with your health or whatnot, you show صبر. وبشر الصابرين. بشر, Allah is giving the glad tidings, بشرى من الله, بشر الصابرين. So this is why the quality of sabr, you practice it in this blessed month of Ramadan. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.